Hello, it's Tuesday, March the 22nd. We're in Revelation chapter 17. Yesterday, we saw in the first and fifth verses Babylon, the prostitute, sitting on many waters. Babylon is not just the godless city, but in John's mind and in John's first reader's mind, Babylon is, of course, Rome. She's described, as we saw yesterday, as a great prostitute. She's dressed to kill. She's alluring and controlling. She'll say in the next chapter, "I sit as a queen." And kings have fornicated with this harlot. She drinks in 18 and verse 3. She drank of the maddening wine of her adulteries. They have believed her lies. And now in chapter 17, in verse 6, "I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs. When I saw her, I marveled greatly." And of course, in the background here, Rome was drunk with the blood of the martyrs. And John is thinking of the period of Nero, but he's also thinking of his own period, Domitian, when, of course, there were many martyrs. And so this vision here would have had a terrific impact on those who first read it. John is carried out into the desert in verse 3. And this is Babylon with the mighty Euphrates River, but it's barren. And she has a name on her forehead, and she is the mother of all prostitutes, and she makes herself drunk with the blood of the martyrs. It's a picture of the godless city in all of its horror. And John, I think, is writing to his own readers at the end of the first century facing persecution. They were no longer the religio licita under the protection of Judaism, which had a special status within Rome. Now she was at the end of the century, heading into the second century. She being the church, is on her own. And John is calling her to faithfulness in the face of this persecution. Well, we'll look at a little more of Revelation 17 tomorrow, and it'll get a little difficult tomorrow. There are things in here that are hard to be understood. But for now, have a wonderful day.